Well, everyone, this is Tim Pichot live on location at Anarchazona 2019, actually the inaugural Anarchazona. So we're in beautiful Sedona, Arizona, as you can see behind us. Today we are joined by fellow speaker Scott Sorensen of Cryptogasmic, because as he says, making money feels so good.
It feels cryptogasmic. Yeah, it's a cryptogasmic feeling, yeah.
And one of the things that I loved about his talk is he was talking about planting flags in different places. And so Scott is an Australian citizen who lives in Mexico, who has a business located in Dubai. And maybe if you want to tell some people what are the important reasons why somebody would want to do that, maybe talk about your own history of taxes. And
sure. Yeah, so I'm Australian. I have an Australian passport. I'm a permanent resident of Mexico. I live in Mexico down on the beach. One of my businesses is in Dubai, but I also have businesses in Grand Cayman, another one in Barbados. And I just found, you know, there's different laws for different countries. And being Australian, it's different for different countries, as I said. But like in Australia, if you live outside the country for more than 183 days and you prove a foreign residence, you don't have to pay any income tax on your foreign money that you make. You still got to pay tax on the money, any investments you make back home. America, it's, I think, don't take me as fact, so just do a bit of checking yourself. I'm not a tax advisor, but I believe, I've got friends down in Mexico who say that as long as you live outside of the States for 11 months of the year, you can still go home for 30 days a year, and you have a foreign residence, your first $108,000 or $110,000 is actually tax-free. So there's a lot of ways out there, and then with my online companies, I just structure them in a way where I set them up offshore. Like I said, I usually mainly use Grand Cayman and Barbados, but there's Belize, there's the Seychelles, there's a lot of different areas. and I never advise anybody to illegally not pay their taxes or lodge their taxes, but you know, find, there's definitely ways you can find to minimize things and how to put more money back in your pocket. Because at the end of the day, it's your money and you work for it and you should have to give it to somebody else. So I like to inspire people that really aren't happy in their jobs or their lives. So like Jeff said in the conference today, you know, if you wake up every day loving what you do, great. If you don't, change it. Find something else. So I like to inspire people to maybe think a bit more about that. And if they dream about living on the beach or up in the mountains here in Sedona or something and having their own business and not having to pay tax and maybe living an expat lifestyle, it's really, really easy to do, and it's just a matter of doing it. And it's part of the reason why I live living in Playa del Carmen. So many like-minded people who have escaped the brainwash and the vortex. And every one of them will tell you that it was really scary at first. But something inside them just made them pack up and make the move, and it works out. You know, you're on the beach every day, you meditate, you're around like-minded people. You don't really pay attention to what's going on in the news. I actually have no idea until I get off the plane and CNN's thrown in my face at the airport. I don't care. You know, the political thing, I come here and I stay in my friend's house and they, like every household, they have the news on, whether it be Fox, whether it be CNN. And I just sit there and it just amazes me, this dribble that drives into people's lounge rooms. And then it dictates the narratives everywhere you go in America or Australia. Everybody's, look at Facebook, everybody's talking about politics and their team and their side and their agenda. And so, yeah, that's why I like to live down there and escape everything and hopefully inspire people that they can do the same thing if they want to.
Yeah, and the good thing being over here is that, you know, everyone's agenda here is freedom. That, you know, it's not this team or that team, it's having a certain grounded philosophy. And I first started learning about the different five flag approaches probably back in 2011, because, you know, I was in my mid-20s at the time thinking, okay, it's going to be, you know, Obama for another 5 years at the time, then it's going to be, you know, potentially Hillary for 8 years. And I'm thinking, man, you know, as a young guy starting a family, I've got to think about ways to diversify out of here. Now you've got to make sure your spouse and significant other is on board doing that type of thing. But you'd also touched on that there are, you know, ways for people to make money that, you know, if they're, but what they should really try to strive for is to first find a passion and then try to monetize their passion, not try to find a way to make money. Because if they're chasing money, then usually you're going to be chasing the wrong thing. And just to kind of follow up on your, the crypto trading, can you talk a little bit about, you know, how so many people out there, they're just going with the herd mentality. They're just going with, you know, whatever else someone told them, whatever else they think something's going to moon, and just, you know, maybe like how patience sort of plays into all this and how that plays into some of your trading strategies.
Sure. So just on your first point, I've got ADD, so I'm like, I'm going to go all over the place. Okay. So you have to remind me of what we were talking about. But on the first point about the different flags around the place, it's one of the best pieces of advice I can give. You know, and again, you just do a bit of research. You can have a second residency in Panama. I think to get that, you've only got to go down there for 3 days, get the papers done, and then you're a resident of Panama. I think you've only got to go there like 1 day every 2 years or something. Again, I don't know the exact details. Become a permanent resident of Mexico. You know, you don't give up your citizenship or anything like that, which worries a lot of people. So it's just really, really good to have different forms of ID and different flags and footprints in different places, you know.
And there's even Puerto Rico for American.
Act 21 and Act 22 and yeah. All that sort of stuff. So, yeah, you know, there's unlimited options. Just keep your mind open. But obviously, you know, you can't move to somewhere like Mexico and get a job in a bar and expect that you're going to make enough money to live the same life that you do here. So I see the mistake a lot of people, they come down and, you know, they think about what business can I do? And I think this would make money. And I say, but yeah, but are you passionate about that? You know, so I've had my ass kicked a lot in life and business, and I've made a lot of money and I've lost a lot of money, made a lot of mistakes, done a lot of good things. And so all my lessons don't come from a university. They come from real life. So I would like to help people not make the same mistakes that I've made. Everyone's going to make mistakes, and mistakes are good. So I don't call them mistakes. I call them lessons, you know? So you've got to make money, you know, to live whatever quality of life. I like to fly first business class. I like to stay in nice hotels. I like to have air conditioning. I like to go to nice restaurants. Some people want more, some people want less. So it's whatever you want. I like to play golf, you know. So for me, for a lifestyle, I just want to make enough money that I can live the life I want to live on the beach, play golf, do some charity work, just try to make the world a little bit better. You know, and if everybody's trying to do that, then the world's going to be a lot better place. So I use cryptocurrency trading as a vehicle for extra income, and it's an amazing model to do it. The problem most people have is that they actually don't know what they're doing, and they don't understand that it's an emotional cycle. They're never comfortable to buy it at the bottom. We were talking before inside, and once Bitcoin hits $8,000 again, you watch everybody start wanting to buy it because they are uncomfortable to buy it now, but they're uncomfortable to buy it at $3,000. Hindsight will tell you $3,000 was the proper price you should have bought it at. So I like to teach people, 90% of people lose, only 10% of people win. Markets never follow a herd. You know, markets never follow a herd. It's a game. You know, people win, people lose. You either be one of the people who win or you be one of the people who lose. It's really that simple. So you'll see people in Telegram, Facebook, they all start, how many times have we seen it where guys in your group and they'll talk about some coin that's going to fork. So they think they're really smart, that they're going to buy it for the fork. But if everybody's doing that, then the market obviously is just going to go the other way, right?
It's like a stock split. You're not creating any real new value.
You know, it's where do you think the money comes from? Do you think it just throws, you know, Binance throws the money in thin air? Somebody loses for somebody to win. And then the other complaint is people say, but it's whales and it's this. So, yeah, okay, get on the same page as them. And that all comes through technical analysis. And there's so many people, when I put up technical charts, they'll put up a Bart Simpson map or, you know, TA is bullshit and all this sort of stuff. And it's not, because if you're not using the charts, which are emotional indicators, because all the red and green candles are is fear and panic. It's fear and panic and FOMO and fear of missing out, right? It's greed and it's panic. That's the red candles is panic. The green ones is fear of missing out. That's all it is. And if you can just learn some basics and understand, and once you learn those core, like I trade with Elliott Waves and Fibonacci and things like that, and I'm not a trader where if it hits one point on an EMA, I'm going to get in, or this is a signal, get out. I kind of learn all the things. I make my own decision. You know, I use support and resistance. It's, if anybody in TA tells you it's going to be this price at this time, and that's bullshit.
And TA is technical analysis for those of you.
Sorry, technical analysis. So if you're not using technical analysis and understanding it, what are you basing your trading on? Something that your mate told you at the pub? Something because everybody on Twitter said it's going to the moon? You're basing it on emotion or not knowledge. You know, so the biggest advice I can give, the number one way you can make money if you want to escape and move to somewhere like Mexico while you're working out to do it, just invest a little bit of money and time into learning how the 10% of people win. Because you can then sit and you're working for yourself. It's your money, you're not paying any taxes on it, and you work in your own time. And, you know, you can dummy trade to start with. I highly recommend that you learn, join some groups that focus on technical analysis. Some work, some don't. A lot of people out there think they know what they're doing. Just it could be my group, Cryptogasmic, and if not, somebody else's. My intention and the reason I started Cryptogasmic is because there was so much bullshit out there and rooms just talking about stupid stuff and the sheep just following the herd.
Actual pump and dump groups.
Yeah, you know, it's not the way. You're going to lose, right? So I just want people to, I want people to make money, right? And this is the vehicle. You just got to become the 10%. And that's a good revenue stream to start you off while you make your new move to Mexico or Barbados or Cayman Island or Belize or wherever it is you want to move to and try the expat life. Learning to trade crypto, it's a really good revenue stream to start you off while you work out what little online business you want to start. You know, I've got a new golf business that I just started. I love golf. I wanted to offer local knowledge to other people. I really love the golf in my region, and I don't think it gets the recognition that it deserves. So that's my intention, is to give people cheaper deals than what they get. We get those deals because we're local and we deal with the local golf managers. So I've set up a platform, and then later I can license those. It's called playaroundinmexico.com.
Awesome
can,
name.
Yeah, Play Around in Mexico. So then you can have Play Around in Barbados, Play Around in Punta Cana. People that want to come down, they want to have a little business. Cost you 15, 20 grand to start it rather than opening a bar or a restaurant, which everybody thinks they want to do and they lose their money. But I'm passionate about golf and I want other people to share the golf in the area where I am, and I want to promote the golf in my area to the world. So that's my intention, and now I'm just working towards that. And at the same time, I can make money. Richard Branson had a great saying. He said, you know, doing good can be good for business. It's okay to make money. It's a capitalist world. We need money, but keep the good intention behind whatever you do.
Yeah, and so many times in life, I mean, if you ever look at people who, you know, the average person out there is going to tell you not to do something, especially the people who are closest to you. So whether it's your parents or your aunts and uncles or your friends, they're going to be the ones to say, hey, you know, don't go out there, don't take a risk. And for myself personally, I mean, everyone said, hey, don't quit this really nice job that you finally, which I was, you know, already self-employed at the time. And they said, my grandpa even said, hey, Tim, that book Creature from Jekyll Island, stop telling people about that because you're going to sound like you're absolutely nuts. And now, and he's like, and no one's ever going to do business with you. And now, basically, I have people who have literally told me I would not do business with anybody who hasn't read that book. So I'm attracting the people that I want to attract. And so if you yourself go out there and do what you want to do, now, mind you, you should have some sort of knowledge. You just don't, hey, I'm going to quit my job and just throw caution to the wind, and all of a sudden you think you're going to make a bunch of money. There is a lot of business savviness on so many different levels that you've got to be aware of. And the last point I want to make is Scott talked about the 90% of people are going to lose money, only 10% make money in the technical analysis. And David Morgan, who was also on the podcast recently, a speaker at Anarchapoco, getting the Anarchazona and Internet. He had mentioned that, I believe with silver, that it was essentially the last 10% of the time was 90% of the gain. So you could have been in silver for 20, 30 years, not made any money. And then if you happen to time it right, just like in crypto, you know, you could have been in it for, you know, 9 years before it goes from zero to 1,000. And then, you know, it goes from 1,000 to 20,000 in the last 10% of the time, or actually a lot less than 10% of the time in that case.
Sure. So, I mean, look, I mean, even in stock, right? Stocks is your market. I don't know a lot about that market, but I got a buddy of mine down in Playa del Carmen, used to be a trader, and he came to me in December. He said, dude, you should buy General Electric, right? And I said, why? And he said, have you had a look at the chart? So I looked at the chart, and it just died. But at the end of the day, it's General Electric. It's not going to go anywhere. So when everybody else didn't want it, he came in and went, I'm going to buy it. Well, it's now back to $10 or $11, man. You know what I mean? So you've got to, when somebody doesn't want it, that's when I want it. When everybody wants it, that's when I'm going to sell it. You know, when Bitcoin gets back to 30, 40, 50, 60, however far it's going to go, I'm not going to wait for more. You want to give me 60 grand for a Bitcoin, you can have it. You know, so you just got to learn the emotions to change. And just what the point on you said, you do have to have a plan. You can't just go, you know, I'm going to sell flowers because I love flowers. You got to be a bit savvy. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Right, so you got to always sit down, write a plan, and I'll give you an example. Right, like I moved to Dubai 15 years ago as a musician, right, and I was making $80 a night singing Hotel California. I started an entertainment company from the internet cafe. Cost me nothing to start it up. Within 2 years, that company was turning over $2.5 million a year. Cost us nothing. I didn't even have a laptop when we started that. We then went and borrowed a bunch of money and wanted to get into restaurants and bars and stuff. And, you know, $400,000 we went and took for the bank, made absolutely no money, lost everything. Then had to go back, move to America, restart again 10 years later, sitting there shaking my head. I had millions, you know, and then I left with nothing. I lost everything to the point where I wanted to end my life. I had no money. I lost everything. And I had to move back to America and sit there and go open up my laptop in an internet cafe because I couldn't afford an office and just shake my head. And I laughed and went, I can't believe I'm back here again, but I'm not going to make the same mistakes. That company's now one of the biggest in the world for what we do. And so I learned you don't need a lot of money to start things. And I advise that anything that costs a lot of money, or you got to go and borrow money, think twice about it. With the technology we've got these days, you can build your own websites. You know, you can do your own business plans. You can do your own accounting with QuickBooks. There's things like TransferWise that make transferring. We've really got the thing today. And the thing I'll finish with is the main focus of what I was talking about today is a lot of the anarchists want to yell at the beast and they want to hit it with a stick and down with the government and all that. My method is to starve the beast, right? So I believe if you're starving the beast, you're doing your little thing, right? So by starving the beast, you just make it irrelevant. Completely irrelevant. So I'm just me, one person, Scott, in my little world, making it irrelevant. If everybody starts to making it irrelevant, that's when they're going to notice. When people are just going, I don't want to pay your taxes, and I don't care what you're talking about in your news because it's not relevant to me. Jeff spoke about in the conference again about inside your head. Even if people are happy to pay their taxes, okay, good for you. You know, I'm comfortable and I know. So starve the beast is the answer. No need to hit it with a stick. Just one by one, let's start starving it.
Yeah, that's one thing my friend Ernest Hancock would say. It's not necessarily end the Fed, it's ignore the Fed. Make the Fed...
Make it irrelevant.
Make it irrelevant. And can you let people know where they can find you, where they can find your groups, what's the best way for them to get in contact if they want to know more?
Sure. So we've got a great Telegram chat group that talks about crypto all day called Cryptogasmic on Telegram. It's pretty easy to find. We've got a VIP platform, cryptogasmic.com, where we teach people, we have educational videos to teach people how to... trade for themselves. I don't want to be one of those groups that says buy here, sell there. I want people to understand why I say that. And then in the group, they like talking, there's 2,000 coins to trade. I can't do charts on 2,000 coins, but I've got a community of people, and even I see what they write, and I'm like, oh God, let me go and look at that. And I didn't know. So I learn more from them, and they're learning from me. So cryptogasmic.com is the website, Facebook, YouTube, cryptogasmic. You'll find it. It's all there.
Well, thank you, Scott. And just so you guys know, this is Anarchazona. So you can go to anarchazona.com. I'm sure there'll be another one next year. We're looking at doing these, I'm not putting it on, but looking at doing these quarterly in different parts of Arizona. But thank you for watching and talk to you guys later.
The future's so bright, we got to wear shades.
Absolutely. And I really liked when Luke was standing over there because it was blocking out the sun.